I'm just alluding to you.
That's pretty, you know, pretty hypocritical coming from you, sir.
I love all Asians. Hello and welcome to Dead Air, a DCP trivia game show, where we take two contestants and ask them questions about their opponents, fandom, hobby, and or interests. This episode...
Are we new hobbies?
Yeah.
Next month I'm doing woodwork.
This episode we have...
I got some wood you can work.
It's not what you think.
This episode we have... You.
Me?
Yeah, which is...
Me.
Okay, and...
Me.
Okay, so it's
me wins.
It's the possible
Cody Dietrich versus Tyler Tipton,
Milo Which Pony versus Game of Thrones.
I'll let you decide.
This is the possible last episode of season two. Possible. I hope it's not because I had to write another. So this will be
So you are just straight up rooting against me because you wrote another because you want me to face somebody else.
Daniel, take off 2 points for that hate speech we had to hear earlier. Anyway. This will be for the championship of season two, and then the champion of season two will face the champion of season one, Daniel Newkirk, and his...
What's my name?
Daniel Newkirk.
Okay.
Is that not right?
No, you said it. The first time you put that kind of stank on it like you did that introduction episode that we still have up on there.
Daniel Newkirk. He just wants you to say his name again.
Oh. Yeah. And your championship thing is...
Transformers. Which is currently holding the championship belt.
That is true. So. Very true. All right, first...
Well, yeah, it would have been awkward if it was Daniel against Daniel.
Right? First round. So, oh, go ahead.
We should probably mention that I am the scorekeeper.
That is right. Daniel's the scorekeeper.
And the judge.
And the judge.
That's right.
And the executioner.
Yes.
And very, very good looking, I might add.
That's right.
Okay, for those who haven't listened, which Dead Air is our most popular videos and audios on the internet.
That's true. We get 8 views an episode instead of 4.
No, that's not true. We had 24 in less than 7 days, which isn't a lot in the big scheme, but for us, that's like a Mr. Beast level.
I mean, that is pretty amazing.
I use it to help me fall asleep.
Oh, okay. So first round...
We're very excited about those 24
First round, you get 7 multiple choice questions about your opponent's topic. If you get it right, it's worth 5 points. If you get it wrong, your opponent has a chance to steal but must answer a harder question about their own topic. Second round, any remaining steal questions can be answered for 2 points. Third round, lightning round, 10 questions must be answered as fast as you can, 1 point each. Daniel is a judge of that. If you take too long, he's allowed to punch, hit, slap, kick, to move on.
That's right.
Can he do it if I get him right?
And then the final question is a hard question about your topic, and you choose how many points of yours you will wager.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, read that last part again.
Nope.
You will choose how many points we wager.
I didn't write that down.
Okay.
You could tell.
No. Okay, who would like to go first? Between you two, decide who wants to go first. Game of Thrones or My Little Pony?
Cody's champion right now. He's undefeated in the bracket. So
that will change today. Tyler, you're going first.
We should probably mention that it's a double elimination, and Cody is undefeated. Tyler has been defeated once by... Who was it that defeated you?
Oh, it was
by
Cody.
Yeah, so this is the rematch.
Yeah. So
let me get to My Little Pony. It is right here.
Yeah.
Don't mind the paper.
So what did you want? Did you want to go first or second, Cody?
I'll go second. I want to hear some.
Thank God.
My Little Pony versus Game of Thrones action.
Because if you would have said that you wanted to go first, then he'd have to go to the Game of Thrones questions. There'd be 45 minutes of him rustling
my
paper.
My fingers are dry, so I'm having a hard time.
You got blisters on these up.
Where's the lotion?
Number one, are you ready for your My Little Pony number one question?
That was a good visual gag for just us four.
I'm ready for anything. Just get that image out of my head.
Okay. Your first My Little Pony question. Who is not a member of the Wonderbolts? A. Blaze. B. Surprise. C. Daring Do. Or D. Spitfire.
Okay, let me go into my mind, my Little Pony mind palace.
Okay. There's squatters in there at the moment, so good luck.
Open the door, down the door, the hallway, bathroom.
Get on the floor, do the dinosaur.
What song is that?
Everybody open on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Everybody do the dinosaur.
Rock the dom time.
Okay. Read them again.
Blaze is A. B is Surprise. C is Daring Do. D is Spitfire.
Okay, so I'm wondering,
Cody, I really hope you lose because I,
if you actually pulled these from real things or not.
Why don't you start with that
one? Here's a hint. Here's a hint. They are all real. They are all names of real horses. There's not a fake.
Oh man, I was like, Daring Do sounds like he stole that from Scooby Doo. Spitfire sounds like a Transformer.
Nope, these are all ponies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the one they used in the movie, The Revenge of the Fallen?
I mean, they put so many names to characters that aren't actually their characters.
You want me to do the other one? I can do the other one real quick. We only did one.
No, I just want you to do the good one.
No, they're all good. The other one's funny.
You said the second one, like, oh, well, the second one's good. This one's shit.
Well, here. Good. If I lose this one, we'll do the second one and then record that one.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
We'll record that one first.
Well, yeah.
Or just upload it first.
Yeah, exactly. No one got to know. Okay. Blaze.
Yep.
Surprise. Surprise.
The Wonder Bolts. Is the name of the group.
Wonder Bolts.
Oh, and a little, I'm not going to stop you, but whenever there's an answer, whether it be right or wrong, the more you add on to it, you may fuck over yourself with
additional questions.
Yep.
I can't add spin bits to this afterwards.
No, you're more than welcome to, but you may be helping Tyler.
I'm going Daring Do.
You are correct. Daring Do is not a member of the Wonder Bolts.
She's basically.
Oh, it was not a member? Oh, okay.
She's basically Indiana Jones in the pony world.
Do, 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 do. Who's Short Round?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Cody, are you ready for your first Game of Thrones question?
Do they fuck?
Who? Short Round?
Yeah.
An Indy?
Yeah.
You, what?
Hopefully not in that movie.
Well, not in that movie. But I mean
later on, that's their own business.
All right.
Well, how do you think Mutt was born?
There's time for love, Dr. Jones.
Anyways, Cody, are you
Did
ready
he
call for
him, Dr. Jones?
No.
You're not ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay. Number one, your first Game of Thrones question. The honeycomb and jackass refers to what? A couple nickname for Daenerys and Jon. I'm going to fuck these names up.
I'm sorry. Start over.
The honeycomb and jackass refers to what?
Okay.
A, the couple nickname, the nickname given for the couple, Daenerys and Jon. B, an infamous joke of Tyrion.
You were right the first time.
A cute name for a horrible torture. The title of the episode voted to be the worst.
What you all missed was I dropped a pen, Tyler grabbed it, and then fucking clotheslined himself on the table.
Oh. I'm going to go see a horrible torture.
Oh. Tyler, what is the honeycomb and jackass?
It's a joke that Tyrion tries to tell throughout the series.
Okay.
Do not expand on it yet. Would you like to steal?
Sure. If it's tell the joke...
In the show, what makes Tyrion's joke infamous?
He never gets to finish it. I went into a brothel with a honeycomb and a jackass.
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth real quick?
How many questions?
Are all these questions built off each other?
No.
How many questions do you have about...
No, so I got like one or two are kind of built. That's why I was trying to... Anyways.
Did I ruin one of them already?
No.
Okay.
No. Tyler, are you ready?
Yes.
I was trying to stop you so you wouldn't ruin it for Tyler.
Okay.
As much as I want Tyler to win, I'm trying not to.
Fair.
I'll ruin it. Fair. Ruin it.
Two. Are you ready, sir?
Ruin it.
He may kill himself on the side of the table before the game's over anyway. Number two.
Just light choking.
Why was Princess Luna banished to the moon? A, a failed attempt to overthrow her sister. B, a sacrifice made by her to protect the world. C, she was framed. D, she took a trip there, got lost, is now considered deceased.
God, I want it to be D.
So read the read A again.
A failed attempt to overthrow her sister.
That that she was being overthrown or that she was doing the overthrowing?
Princess Luna got banished to the moon because she had a failed attempt to overthrow her sister.
So it sounds like she was the one doing the overthrowing.
Okay,
thank you.
Answer. Okay, so I'm going to say...
I thought you guys were good at translating.
I'm going to say it's not A, because I think Princess Luna is a good pony.
Okay.
What's B?
A sacrifice made by her to protect the world.
That could be it. What's C?
She was framed.
That sounds too easy. What's D?
She took a trip there, got lost, is now considered deceased.
Oh, it's between B and D.
Okay.
Huh. I really hope it's D, so I'm going to go with B.
Cody, which one is it?
It's A. She tried to overthrow her sister and wanted to be Eternal Knight.
All right. Cody, would you like to steal?
Who's her sister?
Celestia.
Oh, I thought...
Queen of... Princess of the Sun. She got tired of all the ponies sleeping away during the night when she's made such a beautiful night. So she wanted it to be nighttime all the time so ponies spend time with her.
Mm. Would you like to
apparently there's no graveyard shift in the My Little Pony world.
Everyone just... There's no, like, you know, ponies that can't sleep at night?
They made them eventually.
Oh, okay.
After Luna's banishment, the EUP Guard was formed to protect Celestia. What does EUP stand for?
Equestrian.
Paint a picture, Cody. Finger paints.
EUP?
The EUP Guard was formed to protect.
It's equestrian something.
That is correct. It is something.
Something.
Dark side. I don't know. It's equestrian protection. Equestrian United Protection Squad.
Earth Unicorn Pegasus Guard.
Damn it.
You were close. You had the E part right.
No, you didn't.
Well, no, he had that it started with an E.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was getting at.
I mean, the question was, what is the EUP guard? And he didn't even get the guard right as the answer.
Yeah, you did it, did you? God, I'm sorry, Cody. I didn't even notice that. My bad.
It's fine. Let's go.
Okay, second question. Moving along. Second question. The episode titled The Iron Throne is... The episode titled The Iron Throne is... A, the series finale. B, the lowest rated episode. C, episode was watched by 19.3 million viewers. Or D, all of the above.
D.
You are correct. It was D. I thought for sure.
19 million viewers and it was the lowest episode?
That's why I thought it would throw you off a D. Yeah.
You never put all the above in a question because it's always all the above.
I know, but I thought the episode watched by 19...
Yeah, like the 19 million and then least watched, you said?
Lowest rated.
Lowest rating. That's the one that confused me.
Because it was a bad episode.
Yeah, it was terrible. That whole season was bad.
Daniel, what's give me a score update real quick.
Tyler's at 10, Cody's at 5, moving into question 3.
Gotcha. Tyler, are you ready?
No.
According to writer-animator, apparently forgot to write the name down of the writer-animator.
Well, I can't answer this question then.
The Diamond Dog, there is a writer-animator, I read the interview, the Diamond Dogs, their voices and some of their mannerisms are based on and inspired by what famous literary character. I put literally. Literary character. Okay? Did you follow
it's
that?
It's really sad that Daniel has to be like, sound it out.
According to the writer animators, whose name I forgot to write down, the Diamond Dogs, their voices and some of their mannerisms are based on and inspired by what famous literary character?
Literally.
A. Didis the Menace. B. Gollum. C. Tom Sawyer. Or D. Ebenezer Scrooge.
The Diamond Dogs. They're based on a literary character.
Literally, they are.
And I'm assuming there's no hint whatsoever. Read them again.
Dennis the Menace. Gollum. There is kind of a clue. Tom Sawyer. Ebenezer Scrooge.
There is kind of a clue.
Wouldn't you say?
No.
I'll explain the clue here in a minute.
The only clue I can see is depending on your definition of literally literary.
No, 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 I'll explain it here.
Well, it makes no sense.
When he gets the question wrong, I'll explain it.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to Adam clue this up. Let's see.
All right. Do you know
dog? Let's see. Dennis the Menace has a dog. Diamond. Diamonds are in rings. Lord of the Rings. Gollum. Diamonds. You can use diamonds for money. Money, which Scrooge has. And then what was the other one?
Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer.
The Diamond Dogs listen to Rush.
Dave's time. I need to stop. I'm going to get us.
I don't think there's any chance that you'll get us copyright flagged for being too accurate.
Me, right.
Diamond Dogs.
What you don't know about the Diamond Dogs, they're actually a subdivision of another My Little Pony group.
Reservoir Dogs?
No. Rush reference? No. Nobody?
I don't listen to Rush, really. I know the one song.
For you four Rush fans, that joke was fucking great.
XYZ?
What was it?
Subdivisions is a Rush song.
Just because now I've got Tom Sawyer stuck in my head. Let's go with Tom Sawyer.
Cody?
It's Gollum. Though, technically, they do some Tom Sawyer things of pawning off work to other people, but it is Gollum.
Is it Gollum or is it Smeagol? Which one is it?
It's Gollum.
Oh, Gollum. Fuck you.
Diamonds go on rings, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
What did you think was a clue in there?
Diamonds go on rings, Lord of the Rings?
Did you not hear me just completely relate that to three of the four ones that
I did? I don't listen.
Diamond Dogs.
I can even do Tom Sawyer. Yes. Okay. Diamonds are found underground caves, Tom Sawyer.
The Diamond Dogs kidnapped who?
Rarity.
Yep.
Jesus.
Rarity, while she was using a spell to find magic gems, and they are very greedy, wanting gems.
Man, you're really getting that back from missing that one. Okay.
And she annoys them so much, they willingly let her go.
Cody, we're still doing the second one after this, so it doesn't matter if you win.
Cody, what makes the death of Tywin Lannister so... That's it? Did I say it right? Tywin?
Yes, that's Tywin.
Tywin Lannister is so memorable. What makes his death so memorable? A, he was killed on the toilet.
A.
B, you don't want to hear the other ones?
I'll hear the other ones, but he got killed on the toilet.
Eaten alive by his own dogs. Force-fed molten metal. He slipped and fell on his own sword.
A.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, because his son killed him, and he tried to talk his way out of it like... Oh, let's do this elsewhere, because he did not want to get killed in the toilet.
Okay. All right. I didn't know.
I saw that episode.
I didn't know.
Want to get killed.
I didn't know that was as well known as I thought. Okay.
I've seen Game of Thrones.
Okay. Oh, well, good.
I'm sorry.
Damn, what a yell.
Daniel, what are we up to?
10 to 15.
Tyler, fucking pick it up, dude. I want to do my other thing. Who? What? Number four. My Little Pony.
Then why don't you... So... If it's the correct answer, give a little bit of infliction.
Okay.
Daniel, explain to him what infliction
is. Who is a supervillain that goes up... No.
It's what happens when you don't clean a wound properly. You get an infliction.
That's true. That's true.
From cut words.
Who is a supervillain that goes up against the Power Ponies? Who is a supervillain that goes up against the Power Ponies? A, Tempest Shadow. B, Lightning Dust. C, Maniac. D. Sven Gallop?
I think that's right.
Okay. Sven Gallop.
Yeah. Okay. I think that would be Sven Gallop.
Supervillain. Tempest Shadow. Lightning Dust. Maniac. Is that how they... and then the last one, Sven
Gallop. Oh, so when you say maniac, you mean like a horse's mane? Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
How do they say it?
I thought you were just...
Like that, maniac. Oh, maniac!
Okay, gotcha. So I said it kind of right.
Are they all actual characters?
They are all... I'll let you know when they're not.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried to avoid that since I got yelled at last time.
Technically, I think it might make it harder.
A.
I think it absolutely makes it harder.
A.
Tempest Shadow.
Yes.
No. The answer is Maniac.
Yeah, Maniac. They got sucked into Spike's comic book that has superheroes.
Would you like to steal?
Yes.
Okay. Do I just give him the points now?
No.
Oh, the look on your face was like, oh, shit.
No, I was trying to stop him before you continued.
Oh, okay.
The Maniac's powers are similar to Marvel's Medusa, and she walks using her hair like Doc Ock, but her origin, costume, and color scheme and overall appearance is inspired by what villain?
Joker.
That's right. I guess you probably could have just given
that. She fell into a vat of main chemicals that gave her main unusual properties, and she went insane. That's why she's the maniac.
She went insane in the main brain?
Yeah.
You asshole. You stole that.
This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I'm gonna pull a Daniel, because Daniel usually tries to help out his contestants, and I don't.
The fuck I do?
No, you do. You give us extra chances to get more points.
I do?
Yeah.
When you have secret rounds, I think that's what he's trying to say.
Oh, I get you.
So if Tyler's behind, we'll do the other game.
Okay. Just fuck Cody then. I'm playing by the rules.
Dude, you're the champion. Don't worry about it. All right. Tyler. Cody.
Huh.
Let me get my favor.
Huh.
What? Number four, you ready?
Yeah.
What happened to the Iron Throne in the final episode? This will be easy since apparently you watched it. I didn't know you watched it.
Yeah.
A, it's dismantled as a symbol of a new era. Tyrion pisses on it at attempting to tell his joke.
Hmm.
Melted down by Drogon, or Bronn sits upon it.
C, melted down by Drogon.
Yes. I think it would have been better if Tyrion pissed on it.
He might have. He was in jail at the time.
Oh. Tyler, my bad. I didn't realize he's seen Game of Thrones.
Watched it before we start this contest, so I didn't watch it afterwards.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Number five.
Tyler. But it's not like me and half of America didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Why do you gotta yell at me?
Because I'm getting frustrated and feel attacked.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Number five.
Okay.
The Maniac's crew or cohorts are called what? A. Hinch Ponies. B. Flim Flam. C. The Shadow Bolts. D. Boy Bullies.
That Did you just one. Stumble over the word boy?
Shut up.
A boy?
The fuck out. Okay, read them again.
What Maniac's crew or cohorts? Are they called the Hinch Ponies? Flim Flam. I'm assuming that's how they say it. The Shadow Bolts or Boy Bully.
A.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's A.
That's what makes it so difficult, is because they are all so ridiculous that it could be every single one.
Right?
No, the thing that I think keeps hitting you, though, some of these ones are like, it's like, oh, it's obviously not that. That seems a little too serious for the show. And it seems that's the ones that seem to get
you. No, it just seems so ridiculous for the show that you're just like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Cody. No,
the long pause was part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready for...
or I had a stroke.
Episode question five.
Yes, I am.
Explains the drool. Yeah.
Which one is not an episode title from Game of Thrones?
Okay.
It is not.
Scootaloo.
A... The Horse Can Come. B. High Sparrow. C. Garden of Bones. Or D. Unaired Original Pilot.
Is it The Horse Can Come or The Whores?
The Whores. The Whores Can Come. I wanted to say that was a straight thing. I'm so proud of it. It's Unaired Original Pilots from Game of Thrones. So I thought it'd be funny. So it's you got A, B, or C.
Oh, so you
okay?
So you're giving him hell.
You just busted it.
Yeah.
Like what is probably the most legit fake answer you've ever created.
No, it's not. That's actually a pilot.
That's such a great misleading clue, and you busted
like,
out.
I was about to answer that, but now, because I thought you'd be some technicality. Well, it was an unaired pilot, so it doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was
so.
That was
my
your
next
trick
question, I get one of the answers.
I agree.
Move.
I think so too.
Yes.
I thought that was funny when I.
I'm gonna go with A.
The Horse Can Come is correct. Okay. That's from Deadwood.
Okay. Oh, so that's actually the name of an episode.
Yeah, Deadwood.
Okay.
Bullshit.
You weren't going to say Unaired Original Pilot.
I was. I seriously was.
I would have.
Like, it was between A and D really threw me for a loop, as I thought
Yeah, because the
original... I thought that technicality thing was what you were going to try and get me with. Well, it technically never aired, so it's not an episode.
Does getting you on a technicality sound like something I would say?
Yeah. Yes.
Do. Daniel, what's the score?
15 to 30.
Step it up, Tyler.
I'm biding my time.
Who has the cutie mark of three red apples?
It's not D.
It's not D. Apple Cobbler, Apple Jack, Big McIntosh, or
Macintosh.
Apple... Uh-huh.
Big Macintosh.
Okay. Or Apple Bumpkin, but it's not Apple Bumpkin.
I like how you pick all Apple one. Like, you couldn't even throw in, like, an obvious one that it's not. I'm going the Badonkadonk leader, Applejack.
Yes. Yes.
Big Macintosh has a single large green apple.
With a bite taken out of it.
With a bite taken out of it.
Who knows more about My Little Pony, me or you?
Probably Dane.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Wait, there's a bite taken out of the apple or, like, of Big Macintosh?
Of the apple.
Okay.
No judgment.
What sound?
He's thick.
he is technically a Clydesdale pony. What? God damn it.
Go ahead.
What sound does...
This is my mission to kill Tyler.
What sound does Daenerys hear after the attack on King's Landing that causes her to continue? A... Screams of pain from her dragon, the mad laughter of Cersei, the bells of defeat, or children dying.
Why are you picking all your questions from the last, like, three episodes?
Because you watched three episodes to make this episode.
I haven't seen a single episode yet.
I'm going to go C, Cersei's mad laughter.
That's B.
Oh, I'm going to go B, Cersei's mad laughter.
The answer was C, the bells of defeat.
Okay.
So...
You okay?
It was how he said it. It was the face he made.
Tyler, would you like to steal, sir? Okay.
You thick.
I used a big word in this one.
No, well, sorry, that, boy.
Don't worry, I'll get ready to help him say it.
The penultimate episode is the conclusion/reality of what vision from Bronn?
Is it Bronn or Bran?
Bran, sorry. It's Bran. It's the one who becomes a living computer.
What's penultimate mean?
Second to last.
Wait, what's the question? I'm so confused.
The penultimate episode is the conclusion/reality of what vision from Bronn? Bran. The young kid in the wheelchair. The three-eyed raven.
Daniel, dumb it down, because I'm still not understanding what he wants.
He saw a vision. Okay. He saw a vision on in the...
Stop yelling at
he
me.
He saw a vision earlier on in the show.
Yes.
This vision came true. What was the vision?
And it happened in the second to last episode. Bran has a prophecy of something's going to happen, and that thing happens in not the last episode, but the one right before it. He's asking to know what happened in the second to last episode, basically.
John kills Danny.
The second to last episode?
Not the last, the one before.
Remember,
the last.
My steel questions are.
I'm trying to think of what his vision.
What was the last question I just asked?
What was
the last question I just asked, Cody?
You don't need to give him hints. He just needs to understand the fucking question, Adam.
The question doesn't make sense.
All he's asking is what happened in the second to last episode. There's a major plot point.
Danny burns down King's Landing. She goes nuts.
Okay, Bran saw the shadow of a dragon flying over King's Landing. That was his vision.
Oh, I
okay. So did he get it right?
Fuck, I don't know.
I'm so confused. You don't.
How's that confusing?
So I think so because the what happens is Danny. Sees, like, uses a dragon to burn down King's Landing.
Right.
And I think that that's in line with the vision and what Adam's question's asking. So,
yes.
As an impartial judge, I think Tyler gets it.
How is that a hard question?
It's not a hard question. It's how you fucking worded it.
Yeah, it's worded.
The penultimate episode is the conclusion reality of what vision.
Just use second to last episode. Stop trying to be fancy.
Not even the penultimate. It's like.
That, and he had multiple visions throughout the entire series.
But what vision came true in the fucking penultimate episode?
Calm down!
Jesus Christ! It's not that fucking hard, yeah, dude.
Calm down!
You know what's going to be hard? You walking home.
Well, fuck. I had multiple visions. But one vision came true in this episode. What vision was it?
How do you know the multiple ones didn't come true?
Jesus, next,
My Little Pony quit.
All right, all he wanted to do was, like, he saw a vision of himself going to get Starbucks.
Right, yeah. Are you ready?
Andy became king, which was part of his vision, mm-hmm. she saw.
Are you ready for number 7?
Sure.
7?
Oh, yeah, of My Little Pony.
Really? Go that far?
Yep.
No, fair enough. All right. I thought we had more questions still.
Coloratura, is that how you say it?
One more time.
Don't piss him off.
Color Tour. Oh,
shit. Sounds familiar.
Okay.
Sounds familiar.
Is a famous celebrity. What does she do? Color Tour is a famous celebrity. What does she do? Pop singer, actress, a Kardashian type, or adventurer?
Is that a new Pokemon type? Is that like
Kardashian type? Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going like Kardashian type.
Fighting Kardashian.
Because I feel like Adam doesn't know what a Kardashian type is, so he had to look it up.
It's Armenian.
Are they?
I think so.
Are they?
They're really hairy.
Are they?
Yeah. What is it?
It's his question. He still hasn't decided
yet. I said Kardashian type.
Say the name one more time.
Coloratura?
Okay, I think is the archaeologist. It's that or the pop singer, because...
It's the pop singer.
Okay, I got it.
Kardashians sing.
Which one's sing?
Okay. All right, well, I thought you was talking about maybe Cal Bron, and that's Daring Dew's rival, who's an archaeologist. But it's so... The Kartentua, she's a pop singer that Applejack went to summer camp with, that Applejack gets her back in touch with her roots of not being a pompous pop star... extra flashy Lady Gaga type, but more of a reserved pop star.
So isn't Kendrick Lamar one of the...
Kylie Jenner debuts 2 new songs. Oh, and she is a Kardashian.
No, she's a Jenner.
They're related.
Oh, okay. Would you like to steal?
Yes.
Daniel, give me points.
Coloratura's childhood friends with...
Applejack,
that's right.
All right. The Kardashian one was right. I think I'm getting screwed over because he's all pissed off about the last question. He went full Cody on that and just lost his fucking mind.
When does it lost
I didn't my say
mind?
No hate crime. I didn't say no hate speech in there.
There's a reason they're on the same side of the table.
That's fair.
Cody, are you? What we got?
25 to 35.
Tyler can pull this out. Hopefully. Are you ready?
Kids, yes. Maybe.
Season 8, Episode 5. The Hound perishes, but season not... Episode 5.
I know all your questions have come from the very last season.
Well, I try to keep some sort of, like, theme going through.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't the theme the show?
Yes.
Start over.
Season 8, Episode 5, The Hound perishes, but not before taking out his brother. Who is his brother?
The Mountain.
Yes. That's the mountain.
The Clegane Bowl happens. They go off the top of a rampart into fire, correct?
I would have made these a little bit harder if I knew you were.
Technically, the Mountain was dead at that point, and he was a different character.
Yeah, so he was technically like some necro alchemic zombie.
Yeah, so he wasn't technically the Mountain at that time.
Okay. Anyways.
I'm trying to make sure I win, okay?
It's 25 to 40. We got...
Oh, are you just taking my job?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Can I borrow a pencil?
No! No, you can't!
Can I borrow that pencil?
No!
I forgot to write down...
So I just had to find it.
I forgot to write down which steel question you were doing.
So now I'm going to flip through all these papers.
Don't worry, we're just going to get, like, this 2 minutes of dead air here.
What's those old fortune teller things?
So what are you guys' thoughts on the quiz so far?
I don't know what the word penultimate means.
How do you not know what penultimate means? That was not the hard part of that question.
I don't know. The whole thing didn't make sense to me.
That's fair. I mean, the whole question didn't make
the
sense.
The little fortune teller
thing? Yeah, like, it doesn't sound like Adam's using one of those to decide what question.
It does a little bit, yeah. You know, that's a good idea. We should do that.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I was never very good at that. And I can't draw the little S.
You know, oh, the cool S?
The S?
I've never done it either.
I can't do it.
Cody, you have...
Herpes.
You have three steel questions left. Tyler, you have...
Like six or something like that, isn't
you
it?
You have something.
You don't have to say it like that.
No, just that Cody's been killing it.
Tyler, you've got six. God, you
fucking... I think I got five left, because I got two wrong, mm-hmm. I believe.
Are you sure? You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5.
I think Cody can see the reflection of the answers off your eyeballs, and so
no, I'm using the yellow off his headphones.
So, do you all want your seal questions all at once? Or you want to go back and forth?
Back and forth.
Okay. Tyler's going to go first since he has more. What?
And these are worth how many points apiece?
2 points.
2 points apiece.
15 for me, 1 for him.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Do you remember the episode where he tried doing that to me?
Yeah. Dick.
Where did what?
Where like Tyler was? I think it was Tyler was losing, and then you started offering him like 5 and 10 points apiece. And then do you remember the time when you asked me a question that only had 13 right answers, and then you asked Adam a question that had 50 right answers, and they were all worth 1 point apiece?
Hey. First of all, that wasn't supposed to come back on me. We were still in the early stages, okay? We were in the early stages of the game, beta testing, all right? And what? You still won.
What was...
Adam only knows lore questions.
Yeah, I do. What was the final line of the GOT series finale?
What was the final line?
Uh-huh. Last spoken words.
I believe it's... Let's see. They release John from prison. They all meet on... It's the people saying... Before John goes north. Is it what Tormund says to John? No? I'll say John calls Ghost a good boy. I don't know. What is it?
Dan.
Why are you asking me?
Cody, do you know?
Is it something like, I guess the Game of Thrones is over? Something like that.
Oh, you've seen it.
Well, like, of course I fucking know what the answer is.
Did you know it?
No.
Oh. I once brought a jackass and a honeycomb into a brothel, and he gets cut off where he gets finished.
Oh, I didn't think that was the last one.
Seriously?
No, not that.
Like, that's how they ended because that entire shit.
Because they're in the small council meeting. Oh, I thought there was a part after that.
But that's the last spoken dialogue. There's no more dialogue after. They do a montage of...
I know. I thought the last part after that, it was when John is going north with the wildlings. I thought Tormund says something to him about going north.
For two points, can you finish the joke?
Can you finish the joke?
Yeah.
Do I have to tell the whole joke?
Yep. For 2 points.
I once brought a... he brings a honeycomb and a jackass into a brothel, and... He said, I don't know it word for word.
Okay.
He says, I asked to marry a queen. They gave me a honeycomb because it's a queen bee. And then I asked for the finest ass in the world, and they gave him a jackass. And then he says, I asked for a dick that would reach below my knees, and they made me a midget.
that's up to Daniel.
What?
To give him points or not.
Oh, I mean, he gets cool points.
I mean, technically they don't ever finish the joke, so how would you know?
That's true. Okay.
Was that one of my steals?
That was one of your steals, yeah. How do you not finish the joke.
How do you know the end of the joke if they never finish the joke? Was it in the books?
No, it says, like, on the IMDb page, it says this is the joke that they wanted him to tell.
Oh, okay.
What character's last words were, murdered by a pig, give me something for the pain and let me die?
King Robert Baratheon, first of his name.
Why?
I'm not going to say the whole thing.
What does the first of the name mean? The first one in the generation?
He's the first king to be named Baratheon.
So if his son became king, then he would be King Robert
Baratheon,
second of his name. Like, junior.
No, what if his son wasn't named Robert Baratheon? What if it was a different name?
Then it would be... So, like, Joffrey becomes king, and they think he's a Baratheon. He's King Joffrey, first of his name.
Gotcha, okay.
So, like, there's multiple Aegon Targaryens in the series. So, like, once they became king, there's, like, King Aegon, first of his name. I think Jon is, like, the sixth King Aegon.
Jon? I thought he was a Stark.
He's half Stark, well, half Targaryen.
And the father was a Targaryen, so...
Wait, I didn't think he was any Stark. I thought he was 100% Targaryen.
No, his his mother is Ned Stark's, Sean Bean character's sister.
Lydia, right?
Okay.
Lyanna.
Lyanna.
So that's the whole thing, is that Ned Stark is so honorable, he's lying about who that his that Jon is half Targaryen, so that Robert doesn't kill him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the, I have never lied about anything, and this is the one thing I have lied about, so no one would ever question him.
Oh, okay.
But if he was a Targaryen, that means he was sleeping with his own family?
Yeah, like they classically did.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that happens in the first episode with the Lannisters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, seriously.
Targaryens mm-hmm. bang each other all the time.
That's keep the bloodline pure.
That's odd. Are you ready for your...
Yes.
Okay.
So do we.
Well, we can't get pregnant. The Wonder Bolts were created to resemble what real life flight team?
Blue Angels.
Yep.
How many other real life flight teams are there?
I mean, there's an entire military faction that's
part of it. But how many famous ones are there?
Rogue Squadron, Alphabet Squadron, Blue Squadron, Red Seekers. Squadron.
Are you just naming the squadrons from Star Wars?
What change was made to the opening titles for the last episode?
King's Landing is destroyed.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but that's not what it said.
But that's what it is when it has the little pop-up scenery coming through. King's Landing is destroyed. There's a hole in the wall, and I'm assuming the Iron Throne is gone.
Yeah, because they did the same thing when Winterfell got destroyed, right?
Yeah, when Winterfell's destroyed.
No, I'll give it to you, but it says a Lannister lion is gone from above the throne.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not denying it. I'm just that.
Okay, all right. You ready? The Maniac and the Hinch
Ponies. Maniac!
And the Hinch Ponies fight the Power Ponies in what city?
Crap
is not the answer.
That is true.
If crap would have been the answer, I would have lost my mind.
I want it. Is What's it a... Manhattan?
Oh.
Is that your answer?
My God.
Well.
Manhattan.
Right? Isn't that great?
This is just. I'm surprised Adam does not watch this show. It is the most punny shit ever.
I do love fun.
See, the problem is Adam can't get through a whole episode without coming.
Title sequence.
I'm going with Manhattan, but I don't think it's right because that's the actual name of the city in the real pony world. Instead of the Manhattan.
It's Maretropolis.
That is almost as good as the Manhattan version from the rejected third Ghostbusters. Manhattan.
We'll be bringing that up in a little bit.
Oh, I don't want to talk about Ghostbusters. I haven't seen it yet.
Worth it.
Season 7. See? Not about season 8.
We went down a whole season. Yeah.
Season 7 contains how many episodes?
8. 6.
You guys say final answer.
Let's see, season 7. I'm going with. I think it's 6, but I said 8 first, so I'm going with 8.
It is 7.
Oh.
Well, the reason I brought it because I looked it up. All the seasons have 10, and 7 has 7 for some reason, and then 8 had 8.
It was a budget issue.
Budgeting.
Because they spent so much goddamn money on a couple of the episodes, they just couldn't afford to make any of the other ones.
Cody.
Yes.
As a sign of affection, Applejack refers to friends and family as what?
Sugar cube.
That is correct.
Yay.
GM.
Tyler, are you
in
ready?
In Game of Thrones, the Lannisters show signs of affection by butt sex.
By fucking... Tyler, are you ready for your last two questions?
Sure.
Euron? Is that right? Euron?
Yeah, Euron.
Not Euron.
Euron tells Jaime to have people sing about him. He must do what before he dies?
For Jaime?
As they're fighting, they're sword fighting, to have people sing about him, he must do what before he dies?
Euron has to kill Jaime Lannister?
No,
what does Jaime have to do?
What does Jaime have to do?
Yep. Euron tells Jaime that if people are going to sing about you, you must do what before you die?
Oh, I have no idea. I'd kill Euron. I don't know.
Who? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because
you need to explain who Euron is, because you might have the right answer.
He's the Greyjoy. He's the Kraken. I'm confused.
What's his occupation?
He's a pirate. He's fucking the queen.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Like, I don't know who Euron is.
Euron tells Jaime that if you want people to sing about you forever, you must kill one more king before you die. And then Jaime kills Euron.
Part of his agreement with Cersei of giving him the fleet was that he got to be with Cersei, so he would have technically been a king. I'll leave that up to you guys.
Oh, yep. So I just looked up who Euron Greyjoy is. And the first sentence is, King Euron Greyjoy is the brother of Balon Greyjoy.
Yeah, so he was the king. He's the king of the Iron Islands.
Okay, so I would call that an answer. That's correct, because he is a king.
He's a lot cooler in the books. You would have liked him. Like, he's trying to bring upon this Lovecraftian...
He's the weirdo, right?
Cthulhu god to completely destroy the world.
Didn't he, like, rape his brother?
Yeah, he raped his brother.
Why would I find him so
his brother would be scared of... No, because he's trying to bring upon the drowned god. This Cthulhu apocalypse. Okay. Like, he takes like a shit ton of acid.
Well, I looked over and I saw something and I'm like, fucking really, Adam? I didn't see that, but no, it was that caught my attention.
Is that right?
Is that how you spell it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
We'll see how you pronounce it. Okay, so moving into round three. That's all the steel questions, right?
That is.
Okay. So moving into round three, at the end of the steel and traditional questions, moving into the speed round, Tyler's at 31, Cody's at 44. Okay. So still anyone's game.
Tyler, you're going to go first. You're behind. These are all worth 1 point. Okay. It's My Little Pony or Baloney. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna.
That was the one he didn't know if he was gonna pronounce right.
Well, yes, it was because he spelled it correctly, and he spelled it like the meat, not like bullshit.
Oh, okay.
Wait, there's a different way to spell it?
Yeah. That's the meat.
How do you spell it like bullshit?
B-A-L-L-O-N-E-Y.
I thought there was.
Okay, so I'm gonna name.
If it would have said My Little Pony or Bologna,
that's kind of what I was waiting for. And then the thing that caught my attention on it is like usually whatever the second word is matters for the rest of the questions. So I'm like, is he gonna like list off ponies and deli meats? Like, oh, what God. The fuck?
honestly. It would probably fit into the storyline.
It could have, you know, because, I mean, like, okay, Applejack, okay, pony, pimento loaf.
Maybe.
Okay, so.
What's a deli planet they would be from?
Braunschweiger. anyway, I'm going to name, these are all creatures, okay? They're either creatures from My Little Pony or they're baloney. They're not from My Little Pony.
Okay.
So I'm going to name a creature. You either say My Little Pony or baloney.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Minox.
Baloney.
Chilok.
Baloney.
Thorses.
Pony.
Quarrails.
What?
Quarry eels. Yeah.
Baloney.
Tatsel worm.
Pony.
Ashwinder.
Baloney.
Bow truckle.
Baloney.
Tantibus.
Baloney. Sounds tantric.
Thermion.
Baloney.
Storm creature.
Pony.
Yep.
All right. So
okay, let me...
Remarkably, read seven of them.
Read them, and I want to see if I can guess what they're from.
Fair enough. Minox.
Minox? I don't know.
Cody or Daniel? Well, you're,
I mean, it's from Star Wars.
Right. They're the bat creatures in the space swarm.
Oh, okay.
Chillak.
Chillak? No idea.
Star Wars, I don't know what they are, but... Thorses.
Thorses? I had something from My Little Pony.
No, they're horses from Dune.
Oh. Never seen it.
What was that word?
Quarry.
Quarry eels.
Yeah, those are just eels that live on the side of a cliff.
Okay.
Not in the water.
Yeah, because they're quarries.
So they're the Gravazoids from Tremors.
Graboids.
No, they're eels.
I thought they're Gravazoids.
Graboids. No, they're land-living eels.
Okay. Tatsel worm.
That's my little pony. That's
worms on strippers.
But what are they?
It's like... Tatsel worm in My Little Pony is basically a Mongolian death worm.
Oh, okay. Right,
so that's more like Tremors.
That's a little dark for My Little Pony.
Yeah, they. I didn't think that one uses a flower to hunt prey.
Oh, Ashwinder.
That's Ashwinder. A snake, I think. I've heard that before. I don't know what it's from.
Really?
Yeah, me and Daniel are surprised. Harry Potter.
Oh.
Bow truckle.
That's from Harry Potter.
Tantibus.
No idea.
That's another worm.
That's like a dream creature. Indian pony.
Yes. Thermion.
That's from Galaxy Quest.
I threw that in there. I thought you know. Storm creature.
No.
That's just a creature lives in storms.
Okay. Daniel, what we got?
38 points after that one.
God,
so
come on, Tyler.
He got 7 points. It's remarkable. He could have gotten all right and still would have been behind Cody.
Tyler. Okay, Cody, are you ready?
Well, you put him in charge where he actually knows math. Next time, let him read the question.
That's true.
That'd be 97 points.
Got or not? Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to name characters' nicknames. They're either Game of Thrones, so they're got, or they're not from Game of Thrones, so they're not. Okay? Hot Lips.
Not.
The Imp.
Yes.
The Gimp. Yes.
Not.
Angel Eyes.
Not.
Damn. Lighthammer.
Yes.
Little Face Finny.
Little Face Finny?
Yep.
Not.
Oh, yep. The Onion Knight.
Yes.
The Fat Flower.
Not.
Damp Hair.
Not.
Fuck Ass.
Not.
Yep, you got that. So
yeah, far. 8 points. Jesus, Cody.
What was the two I missed?
You missed two. The damp
hair is Greyjoy.
And the Fat Flower.
Fat flower. Is the Mace Tyrell.
Oh, okay. Can we take a break for a sec? I gotta take a piss real quick.
Sure.
No. Just let it go.
No.
Just, oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Fine.
Okay.
So for those who aren't in the know, Hot Lips is Hot Lips Houlihan from MASH.
How do you think you're a big fan of MASH?
I used to watch it every day before school.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. I would wake up and get ready for school, and then I would have just enough time to catch 1.5 episodes of MASH.
Hot Lips was in the show?
Yeah. Hot Lips Houlihan? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the girl nurse.
Okay.
And the whole reason she got that was because Hawkeye Pierce would be like, hey, that's who she is.
Okay.
They'd always call her Hot Lips, and she'd get pissed off if she was Nurse Houlihan. She was the head nurse. And then the Imps, obviously. Yes, Tyrion Lannister. Nurse.
The Gimp? Tyler, who's the Gimp from?
The Gimp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like this is something I should know?
Oh. Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I say
it's... Oh, I've never... I don't like Quentin Tarantino.
Angel Eyes?
Wait a minute.
What?
How can neither of you like Pulp Fiction? It's a fucking work of art.
I'm not saying it's not good. I don't like Quentin Tarantino, so I haven't watched it.
Well, why not?
I haven't ever watched it.
But why don't you like Quentin Tarantino?
I just don't like his movies. I mean, I've seen a couple of them. They're just not my cup of tea. I mean, I'm not like, fuck you, Quentin Tarantino.
I'm just surprised because, like, Quentin Tarantino is one of those directors that I stand up and pay attention to.
I like him personally. I
watched Inglourious Basterds because the girl I was dating at the time, her cousin was in the movie.
Was the cousin Joubert?
No. He was one of the Nazis that gets burned alive.
Joubert is Eli Roth.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Angel Eyes is from The Good, Bad, and the Ugly?
Oh.
Levon Cleet? Oh.
No, that I've never seen.
Lighthammer?
That's a gay guy from Pornhub. You don't know. Yeah, you do. You know.
Rickard Harrigan? Harrigan? No? Rickard Harrigan?
I think it's Harrigan.
Harrigan.
You can't even read who it is.
Littleface Finney?
Yeah, no good idea.
Dick Tracy. The Onion Knight.
That's The Onion Knight.
Davos Seaworth.
Yeah.
And Flat Flower of Dan Pear. Fuck Ass Daniel.
Oh, that's definitely from Boondock Saints. That's the bartender.
Would you have gotten that if you... I mean, I know you saw it, but would you have gotten that?
Oh, probably. Right. I think so.
Right. I was surprised he got it from Boondock Saints.
Right? Because Adam doesn't traditionally like good movies. No. So.
The only reason why I remember is because he talked about it.
You've never seen Boondock Saints either? You two have not seen two of my favorite movies.
I've seen Boondock Saints.
You have seen
Boondock? Multiple times.
Okay.
You get a pass. I love the scene where he hits the gun and blows up the cat.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, sorry.
Like,
okay.
I was like, don't pretend like that didn't happen.
No. You said that, and I immediately jumped to Pulp Fiction, where John Travolta accidentally shoots the guy in the back of the
car. I've seen that clip, yes.
Yeah. Sorry, you said that, and I'm like, no, that's Pulp Fiction. I'm like, no, it's not. It's Boondock Saints.
Okay. Final round. Daniel, score update?
Yeah, so score update, not a whole lot changed, frankly. Tyler at 38, Cody at 52.
Okay.
All right, Cody, the wager sheets are right behind you.
Oh, right on, cool.
So again, 38 for Tyler, 52 pull this for through, Cody. Man. They are making their secret wagers right now.
If I knew Cody had seen Game of Thrones, for some reason I thought he hadn't seen it. I would have made.
Well, maybe if you would have picked like multiple seasons instead of like the last three episodes.
Yeah, I didn't see any season except that one.
Really?
No, I saw a lot of them.
What'd you got?
An invalid response.
No. That's why I asked earlier in the episode because he said you can wager. He didn't say you had to wager the amount of points that you had.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. You said.
I think that it's assumed.
You have to wager. You wager any amount of points. That's why I said any amount, and you said yeah, any amount.
What's Tyler at currently?
38.
Oh shit, Cody's doing math.
We
got some time.
Has his socks on, so he can only go to 10.
What do you actually wager?
The whole thing, like I always do.
Yeah.
You're doing the whole.
That's how I was going to take it.
What are you wagering?
But right, technically,
don't tell us.
Yeah, I'm not telling.
Technically,
you.
Legally, I was right.
Okay.
And we all know that technically is the right way to be correct.
You guys got your wagers down?
Yes.
Okay, Daniel, who goes first?
Let's do Tyler first. He's behind.
Okay, Tyler, for whatever you wager, your final question. Please win, because I want to do the other questions. Who is the only character to survive, or at least his fate left ambiguous? Arya's death list. The only person on Arya's death list that isn't confirmed to be dead or
that
killed.
Isn't confirmed to be dead.
That's a better way to phrase that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of her list. So let's see. Joffrey's on the list. He's definitely dead. Cersei's definitely dead.
That's a main character, right? Like, this isn't.
The Hound.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
The Hound. Well, who is it? And I'll tell you if they're.
2002.
Yeah. The Hound was on her list. He's definitely dead. The Mountain was on her list. He's dead. Illyn Payne.
Holy fuck, yeah.
Illyn Payne. And the reason he's not in it is because the actor portraying him died.
Well, I don't know if he's dead. He got sick, so, but they said he made it, but I guess he is dead.
Well, I mean, he was the one that decapitated Ned Stark, and then you never see him again.
Okay. He's not a
main character.
Oh, he's not.
He's in that one part.
Well, how'd you pull that out of your ass? That
was because amazing. I had to sit there and try and go through a list and try and think.
Is that a fancy way of saying sir?
Yeah.
Is it S-E-R?
Yeah. I mean, that's how they do it in all of Game of Thrones.
It's just the way to write it. It's like gray and G-R-A-Y and G-R-E-Y.
Okay.
It's regional.
I have always done EY, like it was
I'm an EY guy too.
Very far into my life before I started saying gray with an A.
EY is English, AY is American.
That explains a lot.
He wagered what?
38 points.
And he's up to?
Brings him up to 76.
So Tyler can win.
Tyler can win if Cody gets this wrong.
Come on, Cody, get it wrong. Win the next game.
What is in my pocket?
This is bullshit.
Trick question. My hand.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Ponies who have yet to gain a cutie mark are referred to as what?
Flankless.
Sorry, what was your answer?
Flankless.
Is that your final answer?
You can't give him that look.
No.
Yes. Sorry, blank flank.
You said that was his final answer.
How much did you wager?
He said that was his final answer.
I didn't say it was my final one. I looked at you guys.
You said yes. Rewind the tape.
52.
Cody,
why do we keep having finals with this ambiguous ending?
What do you mean?
Well, because he said flankless, and then
you just stared at him.
Right, and like, I legit did not hear what the answer was. So that's why I asked him to repeat it. And then you asked, is that your final answer?
All right, fine.
And then he changes at the last minute.
Second
though.
Game, let's do it.
No, I think we give it to him.
Game. I wrote it. Let's do it.
No, we gave it. Well, let's give it to him.
Well, no, let's just do this one anyway.
So, final scores.
Fine. We'll do it anyway. Cody wins.
Yes, the final score is Tyler 76, Cody 104 for the victory in the second season bracket of Dead Air. Let's do the ritual signing of the turtle dove. There should be a Sharpie that's on. It should have been near it.
Negatory, Ghost Rider.
I think I've got a Sharpie in another room. I'll be right back.
Okay. Like to say anything to the audience as you go up against? Do you have anything to your challenger, Daniel, to go against the?
Say it before he comes back in the room.
Yes. Yeah. The Universal Championship.
Well, since the dawn of time and our fandom's initial start is around the same time, everybody has wanted to see giant robots fight magical horses. So I think this has just been a long time coming.
Okay.
You know, I think the real winner of Dead Air is Hasbro.
I think the real winner of Dead Air is the friends you make along the way.
Then I have not won a single thing. Okay, so yeah. So as the current champion holder, Cody has won the second season, is now the...
Bullshit.
...the primary Bullshit. Contender. And in true...
I think from now on someone needs to read the final question besides Adam. Let's see. Between the 2002 and...
Can we just cut Adam out of this entire show? I know it was his brainchild, and he runs the equipment, but can we just, like, cut him?
I mean, technically, that's mine, so...
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever, I paid you back.
Oh, you didn't?
I'm working on it.
Okay, did I miss the victory speech?
He
called you a lot of very racist things.
Most of it's true,
especially from the waist down.
We probably need to just cancel this episode and do another one.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, I said from the dawn of time.
I like how he's not denying the racist thing.
Right?
That he said about
just
you.
Go into your hate speech again, and then we can just scrap the whole episode.
What horrible fake German was that?
Was that German? Is that what that was supposed to be?
I think so.
Nile Cup?
Yeah,
that's how you said it, right? Well, all right. I won.
Yes. So, on a technicality.
On a technicality, but that's what this show is built off of.
Yeah, so we'll have
You won through Adam's stupidity, let's be honest. The whole entire episode, Adam's like, come on, Cody, lose. Come on, Cody, lose. And then Cody fumbles at the very end. Adam's like, are you sure?
My problem is I remember a lot of things in songs. So specifically from the show, there's a
Atlantic
part where they're doing sing-song, flankless, flankless, flankless. No, when it's just them talking, it's blank, blank. It's spazzed.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, so the championship match will be My Little Pony versus Transformers for the belt. Now, the question is it winners takes all, or because neither franchise have been defeated, do we have to do best out of three?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know who can figure that out? Future Us.
That's right. It's a Future Us problem. So stay tuned for the next episode of Dead Air, which will be Transformers versus Ponies.
Next episode's going to be a bonus episode.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we would do the Jeopardy question after that.
We're doing these next. This is the alternate universe. It's why I had lost.
This is just a bonus episode because our schedule.
Not save them for later?
No.
Why don't we just rapid fire run through them?
Yeah. Well, why don't you just save the pony questions for the Transformers? That's one episode you don't have to write.
Tyler, they're made for Tyler though.
What, the pony questions or the Game of Thrones ones?
The pony questions are made for
Tyler. All right, we'll figure it out. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Dead Air, a Damage Control podcasting production. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and X. We have new episodes coming up most Mondays on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Adam, push the button.